5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Bobby Ingram, Curtis Dennis. Know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't with it. A trusted source for the news. Seven night for Allison, it is you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of St. Anthony Hallis. It's been a while, but the three wise men are back.
We are back.
If you remember, it's been, man, we ain't had Steve on here in eons, but you remember one of our best
episodes. Turn your mic down just a tad.
One of our best episodes was the Three Wise Men edition, where Steve joined us at the Low End Kid on Twitter. I want to make sure.
Did you join us last season, or has it been 2 years?
I think it might have been two. I was
busy, been 2 years. I don't think we had you on last season.
Steve works a million jobs, man. He is a busy, busy man. Especially last season. So I don't think he ever.
We busy time. Too now, nigga.
I see y'all motherfuckers, you know, all over ESPN and shit. Y'all big time, you know what I'm saying? Y'all slime now, you know what I'm saying? I'm a guest. I'm honored, man. You know, I can't just say that, motherfucker. I'm honored.
But of course, we are talking about the Bears lost to the Bills.
No, we talking about the Bills too, nigga.
It was like
we talking about this Mitchell Trubisky dick.
Mitchie Montana.
I don't know what the score was. It was like hell to 13 or something. It was a lot.
41-6, man.
No, they had 12.
No, it was 12. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
You did.
Like, Mitch gonna dick their ass down, boy. Sanford become no lube, and that's what the fuck he did too.
That's exactly what he did.
That you know what's funny? I woke up this morning like Mitch is gonna kick our ass just because that's typical Chicago sports shit. Yeah. I'm just glad it was preseason and it didn't matter, because if this had been like a situation where like Josh Allen got hurt and Trubisky comes in off like 3 days worth of practice and just like whoops my ass, it'd have been all over ESPN, nigga. Because I was watching the NFL Network feed and them niggas was having a little bit too much fun. And for only what's my man who's the on the Patriots, Malcolm Robinson? Not the Patriots, he was on the Seahawks. I don't know that nigga. He was on the Seahawks in 2012. And he was the only one like, this nigga's still trash. They had everybody else on there, like some new chick on there. She was fine. She was like, I'm so happy for Mitch. And I was like, see, look, this is why I feel like national media has a Bears bias. Because they were killing them. I couldn't go a goddamn week without Patrick Mahomes or inmate number four joke for a week for the last 4 years. But the minute this nigga's on another team, it's, oh, we did Mitch wrong. Fuck out of here, man. I'm just going to say that.
You know, the funny thing is that I expected Mitch to beat up the Bears, and it's not because of Mitch. Mitch still looked like Mitch. Uh-huh. If you watch the tape, he overthrew three touchdowns.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If he was a good quarterback, he would have had more. Bear in mind, still had a good game. You know, he wasn't being, of course, right. Joe Montana, but he did do what he was supposed to do. Receivers were open. He hit them. He never developed a deep ball, which is just crazy to me. That dude does not know what it means to hit a receiver over top. He has never developed it. It sails everywhere. That's just like one of the funniest things. But, I mean, he did what he was supposed to do. And that just also goes to show you what happens when a play caller knows what they're doing. You know, they ran the spread. That's exactly what they ran.
Bruh. The thing is, people will hype up this game, right? And the thing is, that's the same thing that Matt Nagy had Mitch doing in Chicago. 7 3-yard slant.
That's true.
No. Think about though, every throw Mitch Trubisky made today, it's the same shit. He could always do the five and ends. Yeah. He was good as fuck. Allen Robinson catch those all day. Yeah. It's just that their receivers are a little bit more talented after the catch. You know, I mean, our DBs just kind of fucking suck a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get to them in a minute.
We'll get to them motherfuckers in a minute.
Like
I said, but I'm not going to fucking crown Mitch and be like, oh, it's the revenge game. That nigga ain't do nothing but 10. He didn't go over to a couple throws, maybe over 10 yards.
It was the same. He was ever like 7 yards a throw or something like that.
Bro, it's the same performance he put on at fucking Soldier Field like when he played for us on a good Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the story of this game ain't Mitch.
It ain't no fucking revenge game. This shit ain't count, nigga.
Right, like if Mitch was, it's too many cities, too many teams with bum ass quarterbacks that if Mitch was good, he could have got a starting job. You know
if what he saying? Was good, he wouldn't be a backup right now.
Right, exactly. The problem I had to get my opening rant. First of all, I've been anti-Nagy since the interception off. On Sunday Night Football 3 years ago between fucking Jared Goff and Mitch Trubisky. This nigga can't call plays. I said it. I feel like the Thanos meme. Y'all call me a madman. I've been saying it forever. Everybody want to blame Cody Parkey. Don't blame Cody Parkey. Blame Matt Nagy for forgetting Allen Robinson was on the roster to the fucking third quarter. Like, it was just little things that you do. And I'm at the point, you know, a couple weeks ago when we did our first training camp pod, it was people like, oh, I'm scared that Nagy's going to ruin Mitch. Or I'm not meant ruin Justin. Or it's like there's a sabotage. I might be in that koofy theory right now. I'm starting to think that he is intentionally putting Justin in these positions to justify starting Andy Dalton week one. That's what I'm starting to think, because it's like, dude, what the fuck? And then you go up to the podium. Now, Joe, you can correct me because you were there. I don't know the exact quote. But he said that the evaluation won't be off the preseason games. It'll be in the regular season that Andy Dalton is our week one starter. And the problem I have with that, okay, let's just say you are going to go with that. Why the fuck is he even playing in this game then when he's going against the tools? It's not like he was going against the Bills starting defense. You know what I'm saying? I can see that. The Bills are a Super Bowl contender. If he's going up against the Bills starting defense, I give him a little bit of a pass. He was going up against the twos, and he was looking like shit. So it's like, at this point, you got Justin getting blocked by niggas who play in Morgan Park. He's throwing to fucking Mariano's baggers who are going to be fucking unemployed in 2 weeks. What's the point? At least if you're so hell-bent on having Dalton start, fine. At least have Justin work with the ones in the meantime. I don't understand the process. I'm going to give a baseball comparison. It's like, I don't understand what the White Sox is doing with Michael Kopech. And they're pitch this nigga every 3 days model. What the fuck are you doing in this situation?
I will say, I'll go on, Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Scott, do you trust the Bears' offensive starting line?
I don't trust the Bears.
Okay, right. You don't trust their starting offensive line. I didn't agree with this at first, but I do not think Justin Fields should start. You want to know why? It's not worth him winning two or three games and risking the chance of him getting hurt and killed behind this terrible
I have a rebuttal for that.
It's football. It's the future of the fucking franchise.
Did you see what the fuck happened today, my nigga? Look, hold on. You think
Jermaine, that ain't going to happen to that nigga?
Look, hold on.
Jermaine and Teddy.
You think old ass 39-year-old ain't gonna get past this fat ass?
Hold on, I got a rebuttal for that. Hold on. So you're saying you want him to sit the entire season? That old line is not gonna get better.
No. I'm saying he needs to sit until the old line is established. When the fuck is that gonna be?
Next year?
I don't know. It can't be this year. If Andy Dalton getting killed in there, it's not worth just.
Well, if Andy Dalton's getting killed. If Andy Dalton's getting killed, Justin gonna be in there because he ain't gonna be fucking playing.
Well, I'd rather the Dalton get the worst of it first and Justin earn a little bit more than throw Justin in there. Bro, you gonna be mad as hell when Justin's got to run for his life, slide like he's supposed to, concussion, out for 6 weeks. You gonna be mad as hell when that happens. You gonna be mad as fuck. Now, I'm told you can't put that motherfucker in there. You can't do it, Scott.
No, but what I'm saying is this. If you said wait till it get established, when the fuck is it going to get established?
I would never fucking know with this organization.
Okay, so you don't ever play the nigga.
You might as well fucking not. You might as well fucking
put him in a glass book, man. It's look. Okay, All right, so for week one, everybody's like, you don't want to play Aaron Donald and all them niggas. Okay, fine. Look, so you sit on week one, you play on week two against Cincinnati. Guess who the fuck you play week three? Myles Garrett. That's worse than Aaron Donald because it's the DN. That's all. You're not protecting this nigga.
First of all, nothing is worse than Aaron Donald.
I don't mean he's a better player, obviously. I'm talking about Aaron Donald is still, he's not a defensive end, is what I'm saying. So I feel like he's going to be quicker off the edge.
That nigga got more sacks than defensive ends. What you mean?
Okay, you're trying to make like I'm saying Aaron Donald's up. I'm not saying Aaron Donald's up. All I'm saying, my point is, you're going to see pass rushers. And then let's just say, let's just wait till week four. Oh, nigga, you play the Smith brothers in Green Bay. Oh, let's wait a week later. Oh, shit, it's Mega Bosa. You're not going to escape it, bro. He's going to have to face elite defense. Now, if you're saying, oh, just don't play this nigga all year, I highly disagree. But that makes more sense than waiting a couple weeks. It might get worse. Somebody might get hurt.
Sitting a year makes more sense than let him just come out in the middle
of the season. That's what I'm saying. But you want to talk about the O-line, it goes back to number one suspect, Ryan goddamn Pace. Who the fuck drafts a fucking quarterback and says, fuck the O-line? Let me get a nigga who had a hot back in college and draft this nigga to protect my franchise quarterback. Let me sign a fucking 40-year-old who missed 20 games over the last three seasons. Yeah, that'll get him. Fuck Ryan Pace.
And I agree with that, Sky. And for those who said, well, Eddie Jackson had a broken leg. That nigga's a safety, okay? This is a motherfucking left tackle. And all you dumbass niggas on Twitter talking about Eddie was broken. Oh, Tariq had this. It ain't hit guy
Ball back. And Tariq got there. Walking like Uncle June after he fucking dropped on that damn stairs of Sopranos, nigga. We see how that worked out.
And Tariq need to shut the fuck up on Twitter, too.
Tariq, I love Tariq. But Tariq,
me too, man.
Tariq got mad when fans booed him and then tried to do the shut up when he scored a touchdown and fans booed him even more. Eddie Jackson, until you learn how to fucking tackle, you can't tell me what the fuck to do. Different number, same nigga.
Hey, Joe, what's the one thing I've been having to tell my Eddie for years? Nigga can't tackle.
Yeah, he's been tackling forever.
But if you can't tackle, you have to make plays. Deion Sanders couldn't tackle to save his fucking life. One of the worst tacklers of all time. But what's Prime going to do? What's Prime going to do? Make a play. Eddie ain't made a play in like 2 years.
And speaking of that shit, I'm tired of these motherfuckers walking around here like they fucking goddamn all pros and shit.
Oh, nigga, defense, nigga. Khalil Mack. I love Khalil Mack. Well, if you go over that goddamn podium one more time, talking about disrespect, you and them 8 sacks the last 2 years, I'm getting tired of that shit. The first year was awesome. Get back to that nigga. I don't know who this dude is.
I will say that was excellent banter that I would believe Matt Nagy is sabotaging Justin Fields if he goes another game where Justin plays with twos exclusively. Then at this point, you're not trying to help him at all. If he doesn't get any time with the ones, and this was a question asked by Jason Leisure, it got so bad that I'm sitting in the press box and all of these veteran journalists are sitting there with their heads like contorted, like, what are you talking about? It was a big, what the hell is Matt Nagy talking about press conference? It meant nothing. It was like, Jason Leisure said, you know, you came in there, Andy Dalton did nothing for most of the game. The touchdown was just a great catch by Rodney Adams with yards after the catch. Justin Fields comes in. All of a sudden, they get 2 first downs. The ball starts moving. You got to wonder that there's something different because those are the exact same players Andy Dalton was playing with. Those were twos, and then it went into a couple threes. But those were twos. You got to see that. He's like, yeah, you know, in our evaluation process, you know, we want to make sure we're putting these guys in the best position to succeed. It's like, that's not what he asked you. He asks, can you see the fact that your offense looks competent under one while the other one does not know what it's doing? And he just was basically avoiding the question. And so then finally, I think Adam Hoge or I can't remember who specifically said, at what point do you give him time with number ones? He's like, yeah, that's something we definitely want to do. You know, get him time with the Allen Robinsons, the Darnell Mooney. I'm like, that's not a concrete enough answer. The only glimmer of hope that I had was when they asked him, is Andy Dalton your definitive day one starter? And he was like, well, you know, we're going to put the Bears in the best position to succeed, which is why the comment he made.
But he did say he's going to be the week one starter. I remember Adam Schefter tweeted the shit.
the comment he made with him being a week one starter, I think it's because, first of all, when they asked him was he was the week one starter, he didn't say yes or no. But what he did say was, we want to evaluate Andy Dalton in regular season games. What's funny is Andy Dalton said an interesting quote regarding the preseason. They asked him, I think it was Dan
Weeder. I saw that dumbass quote.
No, it wasn't dumb at all. It was a good quote.
It's not dumb. I'm just mad at everybody in over there.
They said, you know, how does preseason translate? Does it mean anything? He said, well, you can't say that preseason doesn't mean anything. He said, I've had preseasons where we've had an incredible offense, then we sucked in the regular season. And I had a terrible offense, and we were great in the regular season. Then we had a great offense preseason, great offense regular season. He was like, it's very random about how
you went on the Chicago Bears, though, nigga. We is different. it's fucking different. I don't know how to tell you, nigga. But when you come here, that whole like, oh, we have stability. That shit's not here. No, it's a roller coaster over here in Soldier fucking field, nigga. It is this.
You in the hood now, baby. It's that little Kim video. You in the hood now, baby.
Even the season where they went faced the Eagles in the playoffs, it was a streak. Hold up. They tried to lose a few games, and it was a streak again. Oh, okay, Mitch played well. Oh, Mitch got hit. Mitch sucks again. Yeah. It was an exciting season, but it was still very much, we're not going to find any consistency.
The further away we get from the season, the more I say, fuck that season. Because that was the apex of everything. Yeah. Like, that's the best the defense is ever going to be. That's the best Nagy probably
the amount of turnovers?
I saw somebody tweet this day too. Like, I'm not asking for that amount of turnovers. That amount of turnovers was some godly shit. When that was like 40 total turnovers. We had like 20-some interceptions, like 20-some fumbles. That's never going to happen again. But for the love of God, can you pressure the goddamn quarterback? Like, everybody's like, oh, only people who get a pass today is the linebacking core. It's because Roquan and DT were on the fucking sidelines. And for all you niggas who's on the start, I saw a lot of you dumbass niggas talking about Ogletree going to take Trevathan's spot. Yeah, y'all shutting the fuck up today, didn't y'all? And you see why this nigga been on different teams over the last couple years. And I don't know, like Khalil played like one play, whatever. But Akeem Hicks, you looking like a nigga I might cut. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Bilal Nichols got hurt. Not good. And that fucking secondary, nigga. Oh, my God. I had concerns. Is Desmond Trufant alive? I've not seen this nigga play. I haven't seen a picture of this nigga since training camp started.
He's injured.
They gave the nigga clout off the name. That's about it.
Basically. He's injured. He's been on injury list for like a week or so now. He's nursing something. But that's the only thing with the Bears is that they don't have any transparency. So he might have a broken leg for all I know.
That's what look, Nagy said for weeks about Tevin Jenkins. It's nothing serious. We're just gonna put a little working on it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not getting better. No, it's not getting worse. And then the next day, he come in on Tuesday. Yeah, so Tevin Jenkins is gonna have back surgery. You know, we hope to have him back this season. These niggas lie, okay. For all we know, Tariq Cohen ain't even got a leg.
You know, I knew Tevin Jenkins was in danger of not actually playing in week one when he would be working his ass off on that bike, pumping hard. And when he get off, that boy gets a newborn baby who just discovered how to walk. That boy legs look fresh. He's just sitting there walking like he never knew how to actually take a step. I was like, yeah, that boy's cooked out here.
Anybody who's had back spasms knowing you on that bike, that bitch is hot.
Oh, yeah.
That bitch is hot. That's all. I'm not expecting Tevin Jenkins.
Take it from a fat nigga. The exercise bike is great cardio for fat niggas. if I could, I would be walking miles on a treadmill. Am I going to? I'm going to get on the bike. It's going to be a little bit easier for me. But I knew his back was messed up. And, of course, when they were talking about on Twitter, you know, what is it like for – how did Tevin Jenkins slip? Because of his back. His back was the reason he dropped as low
and
as he
I
did.
I said that, and by the way, Joe, I got to give my brother credit for being so nice with the fucking idiots and our mentions, because I'd be like, you motherfuckers are stupid, okay? Like, it's all like, when it's in the 79th, the Hallis mentions, I just let Joe handle it. But when them niggas trickle over to my personal page, welcome to the Thunderdome, nigga. And I got full in. Like, I was like, bruh. They was like, oh, I didn't hear anything about his back issues. Nick, when I tell you, the minute he drafted, Mel Kiper's like, well, the man's got some back problems. Like, what the fuck did you miss? They said it right there. That's why he dropped. It just doesn't – I've never been pissed off after a preseason game in my life. It's not even about the score. Fuck the score. I don't give a shit about the score. I just felt like – and I had two – my morning afternoon room at the same time. I got the Bears on one game, and I got Tony La Russa throwing games on the other game, watching the White Sox. So it was just all at one fucking time. And it's just like, I just feel like this team is never prepared. Yeah. It's not just a preseason game. How many times have we seen it in the regular season where it's a big game? Yeah, the Bears got in the playoffs last year. The Bears got in the playoffs last year. But that's because fucking the backup of the Niners beat the fucking Cardinals. The Bears have a big game against the Packers at home. Packers already clinched. And you niggas still can't win. That's on the coach. That's on the coach, bro.
You know, it's funny. Jason Leisure had a good quote in a tweet or article. He was like, Matt Nagy and hundreds of fans are going to go home today and convince themselves that it was just preseason. That's what it is. Because at the end of the day, and first of all, there were two false starts in a row. I rarely see two false starts in a row. How do you have one false start, and then when I say this is the play again, you have another false start?
That's Lovey era shit.
Bro, that's the thing. When have the Bears been a disciplined team?
Never. Well, 2005 with JP, man, Julius Peppers in there, they were pretty good. But the thing that kills me about the Bears, man, is that I don't know what it is, but I feel like we have like the worst backup players in the NFL. It's like
we have no depth.
Bro, I don't know who our scouting department is. Every year we praise these motherfuckers. Okay, every year we praise the fucking scouting department, but we can't never find a backup motherfucker to get a tackle and save his goddamn life. Every fucking year, it's, our scouts do this. Yeah, we do good with the fucking starters, but anybody after that, it's like, shit, nigga, let one nigga go down. It's so bad. Our defense can be, sometimes, like, it's so dysfunctional that one person in our defense goes down. It trickles effect. Like, yeah. When Hakeem went down, bro. Roquan and him, Danny T was getting lifted. you already know. Hey, Danny T get lifted any fucking way. So you already know what was happening to Danny T. So it's like, and then the fact that these niggas not in the game right now, y'all must be motherfucking Super Bowl champions or some shit.
Y'all niggas must be Derrick Brooks. On the 0-2 fucking Buccaneers, nigga.
Bro, niggas on the side like, yeah, G, I'm like, what the fuck you niggas ain't in? So you mean tell me they gonna have unicohes as soon as they
Joe at practice. Please tell me these niggas looking like Mike Singletary. For these niggas be getting
they be tearing offense up. No, they absolutely be tearing offense up.
Now, how's Danny T been looking in? Now, he used the excuse he wasn't healthy last year, which is athletes go to when they've been getting fucked up.
He lost weight to compensate for the fact that he's older. So I think that helped him. He lost 20-something pounds or something like 20-30 pounds to compensate for the fact that he's older, and he understood it. I asked him, like, yo, you getting older? He's like, yeah, man, you know, I had to lose weight, keep my body in certain condition to make sure that I had to.
I bet you're taller than that nigga, ain't you?
We are very close to the same height, which is interesting.
They probably be looking at Joe like, nigga, ain't you? Where your warm-up on?
Ain't you a nose tackle, nigga? What you doing here?
But Jason Peters over there, nigga.
Jason Peters is a big.
That is a massive human
overweight man. He got that jersey in the side. I was like, that's not that man's not
that
shit.
Nigga. Aaron Donald's going to fuck that nigga up.
Nigga up.
I don't know if y'all saw the Cowboys Hard Knocks, but these niggas had a joint practice with the Rams. This nigga Aaron Donald are a madman. This nigga CD Lamb's like, bro, I'm scared of that nigga, bro.
Man, dog.
So here's a question. Is a question for y'all. So it's just preseason. What can we take as legitimate concern?
Panic. Everything. Panic.
Special teams. No. Special teams does not look good outside of the kicker.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
No, it does not.
And it's funny how they struggled with kickers for years. Now they have two good kickers. Brian Johnson is going to go to the practice squad, but he could probably get picked up by a team right
could
now.
Could you imagine what the feeling would be like in this game if we didn't draft Justin Fields?
Oh, God.
It would have been like 60-something fucking goddamn.
No, I'm not talking about the score. Same score. But the feeling would be like the only bright spot in this game was Justin coming on. He almost died, but Justin coming on the field was the only bright spot. Actually, when I went back and watched it, two things stood out to me. One, it wasn't that big of a hit. That nigga helmet just flew like fucking Bobby Shmurda. Two, that is on him. That nigga ain't even looked out that side
that lineman got destroyed, bro.
Like, that too. I'm glad Nagy admitted that they just didn't hold their blocks either. Because even if that linebacker would got him, the freaking tackle was immediately about to get in his face. The problem was he was supposed to get that ball out quick. That was just, I forgot what he said, scam protection or some shit like that. It's a media throw. I mean, it's literally step throw. But he tried to let the route develop more because, once again, their receivers weren't getting open. But it was his job to get the ball out. That linebacker, he was smart, would have just got in his gut and not in his and not up to his head. He got himself a sack, but he got a little bit too excited. Just back in the day, it would have just been a big hit. It would have been celebrating. They would have called it a day. But that was just something he had to learn. And they said, the funny thing is, that's why, like, I feel that Matt Nagy, you don't deserve Justin Fields as your quarterback. Justin Fields came aside and said, that's on me, coach. I'm going to learn from it. I'm like, you don't deserve a player who's actually going to adapt. Because Matt Nagy doesn't know what adapt is. And Matt Nagy doesn't know what it means to say, this isn't working. I'm going to go to the next one. Matt Nagy's a person like, I think this player still worked. And he does the play again. That bootleg that they ran to Jesse James, sure, it netted them their yards. But I guarantee they're going to try to do that consistently in the season. Matt Nagy runs the most predictable playbook in history. It's, I'm not running on first down. I'm going to try to get some quick, skinny routes, or I'm going to try to do some high-low techniques on the field. They don't work. Let's try a running play. Well, that gets stopped for 1 yard. You know what? Screen. And Matt none Nagy, of that works, and it's back to the cycle.
Matt Nagy makes Mark Trestman look like Bill Walsh. Matt Nagy is the human embodiment of Ass Madden. That is okay. Exactly what the fuck that nigga is, man.
Okay, I will say this, though.
By the way, we're never getting a Matt Nagy interview on this podcast.
Look, check this out. Look, at the end of the day, bro, I get it. Matt Nagy isn't the best play caller. But fuck, man. The players, though, bro. I mean, you, at the one point, you got to execute. Like, yeah, the wide receivers can't get open. Justin Fields is, I mean, you got some time sometimes. But the fact that Justin Fields,
okay, the actual wide receivers who are going to be playing didn't haven't played.
I know that, man. That's, and to me, that's a concern too, because
it is a concern. What the fuck, Allen Robinson got to relax for? Fuck, he been doing.
You know what?
Fuck, Allen Robinson been doing.
Look, A Rob don't give a fuck because he leaving. Okay, A Rob, like, you know what? I'm not about to deal with this.
I'm still not 100% sure he leaving.
I'm starting to think he's gonna leave, but
yeah. What vibe have you been? Why you think he's gonna leave?
I mean, for him, I know Allen Robinson has a desire to get paid, but he also has a desire to win. He won't be unrestricted, right? Unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, but you know, NFL, they can franchise tag that nigga. It's probably not the best financial decision.
But that's the thing is, will the Bears sacrifice themselves with another franchise tag, which hurts them, you know, cap wise and cap penalty? Or will they just sign him for a long term contract?
Or they should just fucking sign him for a long term contract. I don't even understand why it's a conversation.
I don't well
because they got to sign. I think they got to sign Roquan, bro.
Yeah, they don't have fucking money. The cap go up next year. They have money for that shit.
Man, you see what the fuck they just gave Fred Warner?
Okay, have money. Oh, don't go wrong. If I got to choose between two, it's obviously Roquan. Obviously,
right? Yeah.
Wide receivers in today's offense are starting to be. I won't say like they're not like running backs. Where running backs are replaceable, but they damn close.
But
getting to the point that the tight end is becoming more valuable than the wide receiver.
Speaking of tight ends, why the fuck Jimmy Graham and Cole Kmet came in? I want to understand why all these niggas ain't playing. What are they doing?
That's a trend around the league, bro. Go go right now and look at every NFL game that was on and just click in box score. No quarterbacks have been playing.
Didn't starting Travis receivers Kelce have been sitting and without his beard, didn't they play? Didn't he play yesterday?
Very little.
Was tweaking the other day.
He was tripping. I don't know what that nigga was thinking. He was doing that nigga threw some of the nasty.
We really can't go a podcast without Joe putting his phone on the fucking bed, so that loud ass cop vibrating on his phone.
But Pat threw. Of course, the funny thing, and this is why don't put too much in the preseason. I put a lot into Bears preseason because what they look like in preseason, they're gonna look like in the regular season.
No, but see, look,
every other team, I don't really care. Like Pat throwing a pick, I'm like, that's Pat Mahomes. People like, man, the league. They're like, man, the league done called to Pat Mahomes. I'm like, no, they haven't. He just threw a pick because he doesn't care.
I'm not.
Shut up, nigga. I'm still talking. As I was saying, I was like, they didn't catch up to that nigga. It's that. There was a period where the freaking Colts went 0-4. I think that was the year they went to the Super Bowl. So like, nobody cares about the preseason. But with the Bears, nigga, it's going to turn into something. It always does.
That's because what we're seeing is shit we see in the regular season.
Yeah, it translates.
But like, you know, it's just my biggest fear. And this is my irrational Bears fan fear. My fear is that the Bears finally got a quarterback and they're going to fuck it up. That's my biggest fear. Like, I don't, like, you know, I, you know, I, all the national media think Pace and Nagy are on a on a hot seat, which Matt Nagy's seat is way hotter than that criminal we got in the front office.
Yeah, Ryan Pace seat isn't hot.
Ryan Pace gets at least 3 years just for being the lucky bastard who had the common sense. Oh, let me have common sense this time. Unlike 4 years ago when I drafted Mr. Trubisky, probably the greatest quarterback of all time and one of the most talented inmates of all time.
Inmate number four from Houston.
And so he's got a couple years just because he drafted Fields. Nagy, somebody had a good tweet. I forgot to tweet this. Somebody said, let's just say he decides to play with Dalton for like a month. Let's say Dalton starts the first month. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm giving him 4 games with Dalton, 4 games with Fields, then I'm firing up to fire Nagy. But I'm on planet fire Nagy. I've been here for years. But the rest of y'all niggas can get on and join me whenever y'all want to.
Oh, no, I think Matt Nagy should be replaced as coach. You know, that's just – and I think the worst thing is I think he's dealing with, like, this hubris. Like, he thinks he's the greatest play caller. The greatest – this hubris, nigga. He thinks he's the greatest play caller ever. And he thinks his play calls are better than they are. You know, and that's my biggest concern. He does not understand how a modern offense works. First of all, his knack for just, I'm not going to run the ball anymore, it's just very, very odd. You see when, of course, when the defense is keyed on somebody like Justin Fields, they have a spy or they have someone running contained. Khalil Herbert and his great vision can get yourself a touchdown. That's just something easy. I mean, one of the most basic things of football, if you want to keep the defense honest, you run the ball. I mean, that's simple. But then Matt Nagy's schemes for running the ball are, we're just going to do an inside zone or we're just going to run a freaking dive to the A-gap. It's like, what are you doing? Everybody knows where you're going. And, you know, not to mention, it's always been about, man, he just doesn't have the personnel to fit his offense. How about the fact that he's just the wrong person to guide that personnel? I'm at the point where I just don't want him to be the coach anymore simply because he's not an idiot. He's smart. He knows what's going on. But this understanding that he doesn't realize that, I'm doing something wrong. I need to change. That Bill Lazor called the plays. There are plenty of head coaches, and I'm not even telling you Bill Lazor is the savior. He ain't even the solution. But I'd just rather see him than seeing someone like Matt Nagy, who thinks they're better than they are, continue to call horseshit plays. It's just, at this point in time, it's just annoying. It's just annoying. What are you getting with this? You're getting nothing. You're getting stagnant. And yeah, I don't want them to waste someone like Justin Fields. Justin Fields is even, I think he went like 10 for 19 or something like that. I didn't really care about statistics. Didn't really care about statistics. I wanted to see what did the ball look like. You learned to put more zip. Because some things I've hated, it was a good segue with Justin Fields since I was a Buckeye, was he likes to put a little air on passes that are going to the flats. That's just what he likes to do sometimes. But he put a little bit more zip. When he went outside the pocket, he was able to find people and find his own. He didn't try to throw on the other side of his body as much as he sometimes used to. And I like the way he was progressing through his reads. And then whenever it was a one-step drop outside of that play that got him killed, he found the open man. There were, of course, a couple of balls that were dropped. But at the same time, man, you know, that's going to happen when you're playing with number twos that you don't have any reason to be playing with. Imagine playing with someone who's as sure-handed as Allen Robinson. Imagine playing with the team that you have Marquise Goodwin taking the top off the defense, Darnell Mooney, who's as sure-handed as he is, and Cole Kmet, Jimmy Graham combination. He needs to understand what it's like to play with receivers who are going to get open. Rodney Adams, I'm glad he got himself a roster spot. I don't want to see him playing with Justin Fields. I want to see Darnell Mooney playing with him. I want to see Marquise Goodwin. Like, come on now. We're wasting time with Andy Dalton. You signed him to a contract because you couldn't find any other QB on the market. That, I understood it. I didn't mind the signing. I'm not paying him $10 million. I didn't mind the signing because there was really nobody else on the market. Nick Foles is not a quarterback in the modern era anymore. It is what it is. But it reminds me of Glennon and Trubisky. I knew Glennon was trash the moment that they got him. I was like, you know, Trubisky's leaps and bounds better than Mike Glennon. They're both trash, but he's leaps and bounds better than him. It got to the point where with John Fox, I'm like, why are you wasting time with someone?
How long did it take? Mitch started week 7, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I was like, how long are you going to waste time with Glennon when he's clearly not the solution? Yes, you got Glennon. Now, they were stupid because they already had a hot pick. You didn't need to draft Glennon. You didn't need to get Glennon. That was just dumb.
They had the number 3 pick before they traded up, too.
I mean, they were not going to get Deshaun Watson and what you call it, Mahomes and those with before them. There was going to be the defensive. Who's drafted first?
Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett was going to go number one, and then you had an opportunity to get Mahomes or Watson if you wanted to go the quarterback route. So you had time. You didn't have to get number two. But
yeah, the trading up thing was hilarious because we're not gonna get that. And I don't want to go down the hole again for like the million fucking time. But for I had a couple comments to what you said. One, yes, you're right. Everybody's talking about the talent, but I've never seen a coach like, okay, the Bears have, I would say, inferior talent, mid talent, but that talent's still good enough for you to be scoring more points than what the fuck you scoring. I truly believe Kyle Shanahan does more with the niggas we got than fucking Matt Nagy. So it's like, I've never seen, it's kind of like the thing we would say about Mitch. It's like with Mitch and Nagy, everything has to be perfect for these niggas just to be okay. That makes no fucking sense to me. Number two, okay, let's just say we do get Matt Nagy. Goes back to our same fucking problem. Do you have faith in Ryan Pace to actually get an actual coach to be in this fucking team? That's the problem with this whole fucking organization. It's the three-headed monster. It's Ted Phillips, it's Ryan Pace, and it's Matt Nagy. When are y'all going to get it through your fucking thick-ass skulls? Like, you have a fucking quarterback now. You know what I'm saying? Like, do not fuck this up. Injury, permitting injury. That's knock on wood. He don't get hurt. We have Justin Fields for the next decade plus. Take advantage of this. Don't be one of them franchises who got a great quarterback now and you don't do shit about it. You need to make decisions on that. As far as Andy Dalton, that little $10 million contract, you have to sit that nigga down. Look, when we signed you, we didn't think you have to hurt some feelings. You have to hurt some feelings and eat that $10 million. You are the Chicago fucking Bears. You're gonna make that $10 million back within the first 2 weeks of the fucking season. Like, let's keep it all the way real. There needs to be some accountability here. Like, and you know what's gonna even piss me off even more? If Matt Nagy plays Andy Dalton for one game, Andy Dalton stinks, or he gets killed on the fucking field, and then he comes out in that press conference on the next Monday. So yeah, Justin Fields will be our starter this week for Cincinnati. So you did all this for one fucking game against Matthew goddamn Stafford. Let's not forget who's on the other side of the ball here. This is not like this nigga finna air our ass out. We know, if there's any nigga we know outside of Aaron Rodgers, it's Matthew fucking Stafford. I'm going to be irate. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, it's just like,
I'm not.
What's the plan, bro? What's the plan? I don't give a fuck about record. It's the first Bears season ever. I don't give a shit about the fucking record. Fuck the record. I want a plan. And have, that plan needs to make fucking sense. And I don't think they have one right now.
All I know is that the fact that you're starting Andy Dalton, who that shit should have been interception today. I mean, no loft on the fucking ball at all.
Yeah.
Great catch by Adams. But the thing is like, Maggie, what kills me with him, he came to a press conference, oh, we're going to be going 100 miles per hour practice. Oh, we're going to be playing people in preseason, right? And then you get there, and then as soon as the season starts, and it goes terribly wrong, 21-0 first quarter, like it usually does, right? Then he's going to be like, oh, we just got to, you know, we just got to find out, you know what I'm saying? We got to just figure it out. We're going to, you know, man, just one game, guys. He give us a spill after spill.
All the Nagyisms.
Yeah, it's just all, you know, just riddle this, riddle me that. And then on the other side of the ball, this defense, bro, it's starting to make me motherfucking wonder. I'm so tired of people saying, oh, 3 years ago, they were elite defense. That was 3 years ago. That whole elite shit, that whole history bullshit that happened and how it ended, that shit's in the past. The fact that these players are still living off that, Eddie fucking Jackson. The fact the motherfuckers are still living off that just goes to show you that these dudes' mentality is in the wrong place. I need motherfucking leaders. I don't see one motherfucker on the sideline really like talking to the defense. I mean, if I'm a starter, bro, and I'm like, and I see these young cats out there, get the fuck over here. You know what I mean? Da, da, da. Niggas is laughing on the sideline. You got the little pass on. It's like, it doesn't feel, I mean, I hear them talk about all of the unit cohesion and shit like that. But Joe, me and you play football, bro. When there's unit cohesion, plays work, right?
Yep.
Plays work. Cause you know, I know what Joe's gonna do. He knows what I'm gonna do. We're on the same page. If he fucks up, I know how to have his back on his fuck up and vice versa. Don't nobody got that on the fucking Chicago Bears. Everybody come back to the fucking huddle and be like, oh, and then after that, false start. Then we go back. And then you putting Justin out there, 1-10. 1-15, 1-23. Like, you, what the fuck are you trying to do to this kid, Matt? Just take her the fuck out and put foes in there. Like, if you're gonna do this bullshit, if you're gonna just fuck it up right now, it's like, you not playing justice. Like, I honestly think a deal had to be done to Suns, because there ain't no way Matt Nagy feels that comfortable playing Andy Dalton and risk losing game after game after game without somebody guaranteeing him that, hey, let you work with Justin for 2-3 years. This is your pick. Somebody had to guarantee that, because how the fuck is this your first round pick? He ain't throwing a ball to Allen fucking Robinson, a top 10 receiver in the fucking NFL.
He ain't found a ball to Darnell Mooney.
And then once he get in there, right? And let's say Justin gets in there and he gets hurt second, third game, some crazy shit happens. They throw Justin in there, right?
Now you ain't got no chemistry.
Right, no chemistry. And Justin does terrible. Justin, you know, Alex Robinson stopping in his zone. Justin thinking he's going to keep going. Ball sale. Let's see, no sports center goes, Justin Fields has a terrible game. Da, 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 he sucks, blah, blah. They got the pick wrong. But in all actuality, Matt Nagy fucked it up because he never let these motherfuckers gain unit cohesion. I don't know how, as a coach, I can't fathom how he doesn't get that through his head. He talking about all this smart. I know, everybody, I know. No, the fuck you don't, nigga. You don't know. And that's your fucking problem. You're always telling somebody that you fucking know, and you fucking don't. You know, and these DBs, bro.
Yeah, let's talk about the defense, man. Let's talk about the defense, dog.
Deshaun Shiley like a mad little motherfucker out there, didn't he? This little short ass man of hell. None of his DBs can guard shit. And the fact that, okay, we in cover two. Okay, let's just let Mitch do the best thing in his arsenal, which is 5 and in, right? 3 and in slants. That's all Mitch money on that shit, right? We gonna let him do that all the way up the fucking field, and Deshaun screaming at everybody. All that shit on the sideline, and ain't nothing fucking happen. Not a goddamn thing. And I don't know what are we scared to play man to man? I feel like we don't have, it's something about our guys or our scheme where it's like soft. It's just so soft.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like when you watch them play Miami, it's like these dudes is physical. Like they got corners, bro. Like they got dogs. We don't have no dogs on this team. I don't give a fuck what Eddie Jackson's saying. Just because you're a ball hawk don't make you a dog, bro. Like, you know what dog DB is. You know what I mean? That Ramsey type. And I'm not saying you got to be good as him. But, you know, you look at the Indianapolis Colts last year. You didn't know who none of them motherfuckers was. Shut down city over there. You know what I'm saying? Look at Miami. They playing man-to-man schemes. Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to run, but it shows you that you got real football players. You putting these motherfuckers in all these cover twos, slant, missing tackles. It's like I'm so fucking over this soft ass baby shit defense. I'm so over the names. Now I'm not gonna say these guys aren't elite. Roquan and Matt, I'm over the names at this point. I don't give a fuck what you did. I don't give a fuck if you made fucking Pro Bowl at fucking two fucking.
The honeymoon positions. Phase with Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, and Eddie Jones. It's a wrap, bro. Yeah. It's a wrap, dog.
Now, yeah, niggas got paid, bro.
What did Mike Singletary say? I want winners.
I will say that it is to the point where I'm tired of names. I'm tired of the fact that that's Eddie Jackson. He got this many picks and touchdowns in 2018. I don't care anymore. And someone like Akeem Hicks, you know what, bro? I'd be fine if he wasn't on the team.
No, I was just about to say, nigga, he might be a money cash, bro.
I think because all we get from Akeem Hicks right now is a lot of jaw. You know what I'm saying? And respect to him, I don't really know him. I've had a few questions with him, but I don't know the person. But all I see from him is jaw. Oh yeah, yeah. You know, when he was playing against was it Miami or was it the week before Miami? You know, that, you know, it's getting physical, it's getting chippy. He's like, yeah, you want that from a player, but I want production from a player as well. Yeah, it's cool.
Sex,
it's nigga. Cool if you have nastiness in a fire, but are you going to produce after that? And Khalil Mack, for as much as the Bears gave up, you can't be getting 9 sacks a year. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need you to get 12 or more sacks. That's just the bona fide truth. You know what I'm saying? You get someone like Robert Quinn, who had a career year the year before, absolute trash last year. And he says, oh, you know, it was on me, a little hurt. I'm like, that's cool. But at the same time, I don't want names anymore, bro. I'll be fine if there was a rotation of guys who I didn't really know, but they came in and they were making plays. It's like when I watched Miami in their joint practice with the Bears. Even though the Bears beat them in the game,
When I saw them, when they were practicing, bro, they were flying to the ball. Everyone was flying to the ball. The people after them, their backups flying to the ball. I just never seen that with the Bears. I feel like they think they were owed a Super Bowl in 2018.
That's what, that, nigga. Or, I'm or glad that, you
that,
said
or that. Or that Cody Parkey missed stopped them from their inevitable Super Bowl win. Like no, you would have got smacked. What are you talking about?
Let's keep it real. We didn't got smacked by New Orleans. Like,
you would have got smacked. It's Yeah, I think they're living off that hype of 2018. It's time that they let it go.
But and you have a good point, not to cut you off. I remember we said this. Remember after the end of 2018 season, 2019 had the 100th year celebration. Them niggas was on the couch talking with the 85 Bears like they was one of them niggas.
I know.
And I was like, did y'all win a Super Bowl this past year? Did I miss something? Like, they smelled themselves. And that season was 3 years ago. You have two seasons now where you finish with the same goddamn record. You've been a 500-ass team the last 2 years. And let's keep it funky. You only made the playoffs last year. It was an extra spot. And because Nick Mullins or whoever the fuck was playing when Jimmy G got hurt beat the fucking Cardinals. That's the only reason. Like these niggas, like you said, they getting high off their own supply, and you didn't even do shit. You went 12-4, which is the best record in like a fucking decade, and you went home in a fucking wild card game. You didn't get to the NFC Championship game. You lost in a fucking wild card game. Who the fuck are you to be smelling yourself?
Yeah, and the thing is, I look at it like this real quick. The Bears, they have great players, but they have a poor team, man.
It's a great way to say it's
a team full of great players, but as a collective, they're just not good. It's so weird that so much talent and you try to put it together and it just don't happen. And maybe that me because of Matt Nagy, because I believe there are talented brothers on this team, but I don't know. It just feel like I look at all these, I watch a lot of, you know, other teams and stuff like that. And I just feel like they back up, they put so much more energy. You know, it's like they can tackle. They run into the ball, like Joe said. And it's like our backup dude, my man be covering a little fumble. He go dunking in the bucket like he did something the whole goddamn game. Like, bro, like stop this dunking in the buckets. How about y'all focus on, you know what I mean, just getting down to the fundamentals, man, tackling and things like that. You know, and this media talk and all this stuff. Bears fans are pretty much over now. I ain't gonna lie, it's preseason. I'm not throwing it in the towel or nothing like that. It's saying these things is washed because they're not. You know what I mean? Yeah. I understand it, but it's getting to a point where I want somebody. It ain't gonna be Matt Nagy to turn this team around. If we're looking for Matt Nagy to turn this team around, it won't be. What's gonna have to happen is it's gonna be like this. Look, Nagy wants us to do this stupid shit. We got to make it happen. That's what it's going to end up coming to. And the Bears, the players is going to be like, we just got to execute these dumbass plays. Because
basically,
the thing is, even though Matt Nagy's job was on the line, there's a whole lot of other players' jobs on the line as well this year. And not I just, guarantee you, our squad going to look a whole lot different next year. A whole
not, lot. Not just jobs on the line, but also times running out for a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. And Joe, I wanted to get your opinion on this because you alluded to this on Twitter. Because I see a lot of people, you know, Matt Miller and just other fans in general saying, oh, well, this is how you lose a locker room. And Joe, you were like, they still love Nagy. So the problem is when is the locker room gonna tell Nagy, all right, cut the shit and play the best goddamn quarterback here? You know what I'm saying? Because even last week I saw Willie McGinnis say, okay, yeah, Nagy said that, you know, when it's time, he'll time. He said the players will let Nagy know when it's time. Do the players back Andy Dalton? Do you get the sense that they with the Andy Dalton starting plan? Or do you think there's going to be any vitriol towards it? Like, yo, we're wasting time. Start Justin Fields.
I think, one, the players do like Matt Nagy, and Matt Nagy speaks the truth when he says group is like a family. They are definitely like a family. That quarterback room is like a family. Justin Fields truly feels that those are his big brothers and Nick Foles and Andy Dalton, and he doesn't even like questions talking about starting over Andy Dalton. That's his type of character that Justin Fields has been literally since high school. That's just who he is. In terms of the linebackers, the DBs, they are also a unit. It's not that Matt Nagy made them a unit. It's just the type of people that they are. In terms of you losing the locker room, no. But I will say it will wane on them when they have to deal with the fact that it's another season of a QB who's not giving me time to get off the field. Or it's another season of this offensive line isn't doing anything to help us. you know, in terms of, you know, what will happen, I highly doubt he loses the locker room. But as you saw when they drafted Justin Fields, and the first words from Eddie Jackson's mouth was, "Man, we finally got a
And that's why when Eddie was like, "Don't boo Mitch," like, "Nigga, you got a lot of goddamn nerve. Don't act like we don't be saying Carlos, tell me someone here, Carlos." Like, we remember that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so the fuck out of it. They know the talent, and they know Justin Fields is the best, is their future and the best chance for them to win. They know what's going on, but you know, it's politics of the game. And unfortunately, I know the McCaskies hire people that they like.
When is Virginia McCaskey going to get to the point that I can't believe I'm saying this? When is Virginia McCaskey going to get to the point that Jerry Reinsdorf got to? When Jerry Reinsdorf's like, "Nigga, I'm old. Rick Hahn, whatever you need to go spend to make the White Sox legitimate, let's keep it real. Trading for Craig Kimbrell is not a Jerry Reinsdorf move. So when do you think she's going to get to the point where, yo, we fired these niggas?
That ain't her, it's the Suns.
Okay, what do you
think? Bro, if I hand you a media book from the Bears, it is littered with McCaskies.
Did you see the new vlog? The first scene, he's like, "This is our owner, and we got to make her proud." Isn't it?
It is George McCaskey, my nigga. That's exactly who that is. It is her son's running that. That's who runs the show. Of course, she does have the literal say-so to change stuff if she wants to. But the first thing she should do, if she wanted to care, fire her sons.
And she got 15 years on fucking Jerry Reinsdorf.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fire her sons and get them out of that position and put into play people who love football. We said it.
Peyton Manning.
I'm not sure I've ever got the sense that McCaskey, Ted Phillips, them care about football more than they care about the business that is the Chicago Bears. That's why the move in Arlington is something that they started pushing huge for. They want to make money. But in terms of success on the field, does it really matter when you're getting money from it from a business perspective?
And it's the same thing they've had this argument in Chicago Sports this week about the Ricketts and with the Cubs, all the worry about the Cubs and trying to make Wrigley Field a landmark instead of putting a fucking team on the field. Well, I think what a lot of owners don't understand is, you know, if you win, you make more fucking money. If the Bears win, if the Cubs win, more people are going to want to come to Wrigley Field. They're going to come to Soldier Field or whatever the fuck they build in Arlington. So that part of the process never made any fucking sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you win, you're going to make more fucking money. So it's just, to me, I feel like a protective parent right now. Like, I'm protective of Justin Fields. I don't give a fuck about the Bears record. I don't give a fuck about none of these niggas' egos. Half these niggas can go. I don't care. I'm thinking about the bigger picture and making sure that Justin Fields is in a healthy environment to become the quarterback that we all know. Because you can ruin quarterbacks. Look at what the fuck happened to Vince Young. Like, Jeff Fisher should be doing prison time for what he did to fucking Vince Young. So I just want to make sure that Justin's in the right situation, man. Now, before we get to our last topic, what do you think? Now, we can just go around. Do you all think that Dalton for sure is going to start week one, or do you think now he's going to change his mind? And if Dalton is starting week one, what do you think it's going to take to finally get Justin to start?
I'm imagining Eddie Dalton is going to start. If I had to bet money, that's a big game pick I'd add to my parlay. But if Matt Nagy is feeling the pressure like I believe he is, it's a very, very short leash. So, I mean, if you're having a stagnant offense for one game, I'm feeling like Justin Fields taking over the next game. But it's going to be a case-by-case basis. But I also know that Ryan Pace is heavy in a lot of decision-making. He's kind of all up in the videos, GM. And so I know he has a lot of power when it comes to telling Matt Nagy who he would like to see on the field. And that's another problem. So I've had a bad Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, but he'll be on a short leash.
Okay. I would say I would think this leash is shorter than that. I think that after this preseason blowout, and who we face next? On the preseason, even on
Tennessee, we going to Tennessee.
Yeah, we gonna probably lose by like 20 something. Anyway,
I forgot about that offense, nigga. I forgot they had fucking Julio, AJ Brown, and Derrick Henry with Tanner Goat. Oh my god, nigga. Them niggas finna put up points, bro.
Yeah, they are. And so I'm thinking is this. I'm thinking that if the game is going fucking terrible. Now, this is a prime time fucking game, right? Now, you know, niggas get fired at the prime time games now.
Are you talking about against the Rams?
Yes.
Yeah, Sunday Night Football.
Right. It's Sunday Night Football against Matthew Stafford, a quarterback you should know. You face the Rams. You know their personnel, right? You know Sean McVay's fucking whole system. If you go out there and Andy Dalton gets picked off twice, which he will, me and Joe pretty good at predicting how these things go.
And they're getting picked.
He's getting picked. Oh. It's going to be. Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah. Andy's going to get picked, right? Frustration is going to start boiling over. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. Okay. I pray nobody important get hurt or no stupid shit like that. And I think by time halftime come, if Andy don't got no points up and it's like that bad, like 24-0 type shit, and it's like Andy can't even get past the fucking 50, bro. I think Justin might even come in at fucking halftime just to be like, you know what? My job, because Matt Nagy is like, when you talk about on the high seat, he on the high seat, but he going to be in the fucking inferno seat. He get blow the fuck out on Sunday Night Football. Okay? Ain't no way. They're going to call for his head. Jimmy McCaskey is going to fucking do the fucking dark side beams down to Matt Nagy ball head ass. And she going to give him that look with the cane and shit. And next thing you know, Justin Fields is going out there in the second half. That's the fucking hot take like a motherfucker. But I think it's that short because, dog, after that blowout, bro, nah.
You know, go ahead.
And Andy Dalton, like, the fact that I'm not going to count that touchdown. Nobody in Chicago is counting that.
That's Rodney Adams touchdown.
That is Rodney Adams touchdown, okay? So, with that being said, it was so bad. I don't know what he think him and Allen Robinson about to just be fucking Calvin and Stafford back in fucking 2000. Real quick, like, what the fuck this nigga think is about to happen? Like, oh, we keeping the starters out because they're so fucking elite. Like, all right, like make it make sense, but I digress.
This is the thing, you know, Steve. I don't disagree with you because that would be peak Nagy, because Nagy said all last year, all training camp, we're gonna give Mitch every opportunity to see. The minute this nigga threw one pick in week two, he pulled this nigga. He said, "Yo, fuck this." So I could see, and by the way, he did say starter. He didn't say he was gonna finish the game. He didn't say he was our starter for the season. He said he was gonna start week one. So you got when you listen to Matt Nagy talk, you got to listen to the thinly veiled bullshit in his comments. Like, I think I speak fluent Nagy after four seasons. And this is the thing for me. Like, I do think Andy Dalton's going to start, because if Andy Dalton, let's just say he wakes up, it's Monday before Sunday Night Football, we getting ready for week one prep. And he's like, so we decided to go with Justin for our then I'll be pissed. What the fuck did you do the last 3 weeks to prepare this nigga? What the, like, and Joe told me he's not getting reps with the ones that practice. So it's not like he's practicing with Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney and practice, and he's just not doing the game. He ain't had no connection with them niggas yet. I ain't seen no tweet from our page, from the Biggs Tweet page, from Jason Alita, from Brad Biggs, none of them niggas that say, Adam Hoes that say, touchdown, and Justin Fields to Allen Robinson. Not one. I don't even know if Justin Fields knows Allen Robinson. Let me be 100% real. Have these niggas talked? let me finish this. So I will say I do think Andy Dalton is going to start, and I fully think that this nigga, let's look at our first four games. I truly feel like he's going to waste a month of this season. They're going to get destroyed. I'm telling you, I might turn that game off at halftime. That's how bad week one is going. Like, I can feel it. It's going to be bad. We're going to make Stafford look like Jesus Christ. They're going to be sucking McVay's dick. Oh, look how he looks with a non-stupid quarterback. And I'm telling you, that's going to happen. You're going to go home against the Bengals. Dalton's going against his former team. Dalton's going to have a sort of pretty decent game. Turnover at the end of the game. Joe Burrow, 98-yard drive. Bengals win. And then we go on the road. It's a Sunday. In the fucking dog pound. We're going to have Baker Mayfield looking crazy. Myles Garrett going to kill niggas. And then Nagy's going to give Dalton one more chance. One more chance. You know it's going to be the nail in the coffin when Jared Goff walks his bean-head ass in the Soldier Field and whoops our ass, nigga. and Dalton looks out there being sick. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to throw Justin out there in the black hole in Las Vegas against the Raiders. That's when it's going to start. And then we're going to be sitting there, what, 1-3? It's a waste. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
I agree.
I see that.
I agree. Hey, I was right last year about my Foles prediction.
Yeah. What were you saying, Steve?
Another thing, remember when Willis in the beginning said that the players would let him know? The thing is this. I don't know if you know this, but when a nigga ain't got paid, they not let nobody know shit. Allen Robinson do not give a fuck about trying to get no chemistry relationship going with Justin Fields.
I mean, mainly the veterans on the defense.
Because that nigga is leaving. Okay? if you think for 1 second that Allen Robinson is about to waste the rest of his prime
in Chicago
trying to get the cohesion with Justin Fields, like real quick, I guess, like even if Patrick Mahomes is back there, the Bears would still be the fucking Bears. That's what people don't understand. Like Patrick Mahomes is only Patrick Mahomes. Because he went to Kansas City. You put that nigga behind the offensive line. I don't know if we still talk about that nigga. You know what I mean? We still be talking about him, but I think he would go through way more woes and we would have went through way more coaches trying to get, because it was still, you put him with fucking, who did we have at the time? When we drafted Dodo fucking Jabrisky dumbass. Who was the coach for us?
John Fox.
What the fuck you think Patrick Mahomes is going to do with John Fox?
No, fuck that. John Fox won an inmate number 4.
And then let's say Maggie would have been in Kansas City. He wouldn't even get hired. You know what I mean? So we wouldn't even hire him because Kansas City wouldn't want shit. So he doesn't even come to Chicago. So a whole lot of shit happens. You know what I mean? So it's like I don't know. It's the scouting. I don't fuck. It's just
it's everything with this organization, man. It's everything, bro. It's literally one only bright spot from this game is that Justin Fields didn't die. He's able to walk to his car after that game. It's the only bright spot from this game.
We get these niggas dancing. Shoe Funk comes to the team. You got a whole paragraph on ChicagoBears.com as if this nigga is Ramsey. You know what I'm saying? the fact that Chicago Bears writers be hyping up these niggas, man, we just got Jason Peters, bro. The only thing.
When the fuck is this 2017?
It is the Bears are a collection of good old boys and people that like each other. It's not about football in the organization. And that's just the messed up part. It ain't been about football since George Hallis passed away. That's just the truth. It literally has not been about football since that.
That's a good point.
Yeah. This is remember the Orlando Pace fucking. Remember we got him.
Nigga, and then Nagy bringing around Doug Peterson. Like, let's bring another fired nigga over here. Like, fuck are we doing, man?
You know what I'm saying? Because when I think
you got Alex Smith at training camp, like it's Tom fucking Brady.
Because George Hallis passed away.
Well, I hate this goddamn team so fucking much, man. Because only there pissed me off when we still got a quarterback.
Shut up, nigga. I had to mute Scott because he kept talking. I think George Hallis died in 1983, but he has. I think Dicker was coach before that, or he signed Dicker, right?
He signed Dicker in like 83. He died. He died before they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's the last time that franchise was built around caring about football. That's just been the truth. Since then, of course, they went through some financial downsides in the 90s. But since Ted Phillips, like in 2003, the nigga been there for forever. It's been about money. And the person who I have heard the rumor who will take the reins after Ted Phillips is probably gone after this year, the next year.
It's going to be Ryan fucking Pace. No, that nigga's getting promoted.
No.
That nigga's getting promoted.
No, it's not Ryan Pace, as I was saying. It's a person within the organization who started off just as an internship position. But you know what? They like him. And that's just the structure of the Bears. The structure of the Bears is, ooh, we like this kid, promote him. Ooh, we like this kid, promote him. Not, does he know football? Honestly, I would be okay if you hated the coach. But if the coach and the GM know what they're doing, that's more important than you liking them. Smart business is about making sure that the product that you're selling is going to make you money or be at the best possible value and quality that it can be. And with Bears football, you're only going to increase the value of your team if they're winning. I mean, the literal fact that you have playoff tickets is an additional income stream. But the Bears, like Jerry Reinsdorf and his mini teams, were stagnant at one point until Jerry got old enough, as you said, Scott, to say, well, go ahead, just spin, bro. I'm old. And it needs to get to the point where I don't know Virginia's power within the organization in terms of being able to say, yeah, you're fired, but you're going to have to get rid of her sons in this organization. It's just going to, of course, it'll still be owned by y'all. But I hate the fact this is a family team. I want to win, bro. I don't care about it being a family team. It could be run by some. I don't care. You could have poached niggas from Green Bay. Do whatever. But make sure the team is run correctly. And the Chicago Bears are not run correctly at all. But of course, it's preseason.
And yeah, I was about to say.
There's the slim possibility
that none of this matters.
And we're ranting. And then all of a sudden, you know, Justin Fields starts week one. They go freaking 11-6 now.
Pull a Roethlisberger.
Or 12
on the field.
Or 12-5. Who knows? I think it's our passionate Bears fan. What our passion is Bears fan represent the Bears fans represents the fact that we've dealt this for too long, and it's just annoying.
So, real glass crew, what are we expecting for next week? Like, Joe, what vibe did you get from Nagy about who's playing next week, if anybody?
Justin Fields is going to still get some time with the ones. But then I don't think Justin Fields is going to get – he's going to get a half and he's going to take him out. I can't even see Andy Dalton playing, to be honest with you.
Well, of course, he's going to be a starter. So why would he play? You got to preserve him. You know what I'm saying? For his three interceptions he's going to throw on fucking HDTV.
Or Andy Dalton, because they don't have that dress rehearsal game. It used to be fourth. The fourth preseason game was about – the people who are trying to make that last push and that last cut for the roster. So you're going to see, man, if Dalton plays at all, he may get a series. If that, you know, Justin Fields will probably get a series with the starters. He'll get a couple with the twos and then he'll be out. And then it'll just be the Nick Foles show for the rest of the rest of the freaking game.
Are y'all ready for week one with Al Michaels and Chris Collins? Where Al Michaels like, Dalton throws interception again. And then, or you have Chris Collinsworth. See, you got to look at it like this. You got an explosive player like Justin Fields on the sidelines, and Matt Nagy just in there. What is the plan out there in Chicago? That's exactly what you're going to be in Chris Collinsworth.
Every time.
28-6 at halftime. And YG sideline getting excited, and a whole bunch of niggas in the crowd drinking Modelo's. I can see it now.
Hey, you know what the crazy thing? I used to didn't like him. I still don't like that motherfucker.
Chris Collins?
Yeah, Chris Collins, because I always thought he was biased against the Bears. But the thing is, he just knew we suck. He just knew it was the front. Like, he just knew, like, we weren't really that good. You know, he'd be like, oh, you know, I play here, two or there. But, you know, they need these screens, and they need to start risking this, isn't it? Right. And then we all, Chris Hayden. And then every time the nigga host the game against the Bears and the Packers, Lord have mercy. You already know.
Nigga, you know what? I'm going to literally fight Matt Nagy if he decides to debut Justin Fields against the Packers. I swear to fucking God, don't do that shit. Then he go out there, he ain't played with none of these niggas, and Aaron Rodgers got this nigga looking stupid. No, do not do that, bro. Don't do that, bro.
Yeah, but anyway, this has been a very, very spirited and passionate episode of Samantha Hollis, the Three Wise Men edition. Of course, I feel like we typically come one, try to get one at least once a season. Yeah. I hope Steve will join
us. Yeah, join us again, man.
Hope Steve will join us after Andy Dalton throws a 4-pick game and the Bears get one first down for a game. I would love to hear Steve's rant. Steve, where can they follow you at on Twitter? What's the specific name?
You know what, man? I'll be on Twitter, but I don't even know my shit, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I
only tweet. The thing is, I only tweet during the season. It's crazy.
You go to Steve Fade that says zero mutual followers. You guys think it's a bot.
It's the _low-end kid. _low-end kid.
So yeah, if you want to hear me going to fuck off, it's only during the bear season.
Bro,
it's activated. Nigga.
I've been deleting tweets. Like, dog, like, just like, because I be having to remember, I have more people following me now, like, you know, in like important media circles, not just with 79 the Hallis, but with my show. Like, yesterday, I tweeted Zach Collins on the White Sox, you fucking suck, you fucking bitch. And I deleted it like 5 minutes later. I can't be tweeting this shit. Like,
y'all niggas big time now.
So. I can't be tweeting shit like this. So I had to calm myself down. Literally, at this game, I was going to say some foul things. about Nagy. I put my phone on the other side of my couch and I cut MLB the Show on. I was like, I'm not doing this. So,
but thanks everybody for joining us. We will catch you all next week.
Next week.
Unless Justin Fields plays like a series, then I'm not going to record because I won't care. But we'll see. We'll catch you all later.
Yes, sir.
Peace.